Andrew Brady is in Russia. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie. Good to speak to you again, mate.
We need to go straight back to the UK, though, first, because there's a huge development in Salisbury.
Well, it's happened again. This Novichok stuff is in the news in the UK because a couple are in hospital, critically ill. A man, a woman in their mid-40s, Charlie Rowland and Dawn Sturgis. They don't sound very Russian. Somehow, the police are saying they have been in contact with this Novichok stuff. They're critically ill. It's happened in the town of Amesbury, which is about 8 miles away from Salisbury. And, of course, we know what happened there 6 months ago with Skripal, the ex-Russian spy and his daughter. It's huge. They've called in police from London. It's being led by the anti-terror unit out of London. Paramedics, I'm sure, will be checked and spoken to because they were initially called to what they thought was a drug collapse. They thought that this couple had taken perhaps a bad batch of drugs. Nothing of the sort. It's this nerve agent that 6 months ago we'd never heard of, and now it's all over the news again. So quite how this has happened is anyone's guess.
Now, there's a warning from Jaguar and Land Rover over Brexit.
Chief executive is calling for more clarification and is just pointing out to the government that they employ 40,000 people in the UK. They pay $4 billion in tax every year into the Treasury. And they export about 80% of all the vehicles they make in the UK. They want to know what's going on. The clock is ticking. We're about 8 months away from the UK leaving the European Union, one way or the other. And a lot of business leaders quite simply want clarification. 40,000 jobs. If they were to pull out of the UK, my God, it would be catastrophic. It really, really would.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. And Ender, will more England fans be able to go to Russia and watch the World Cup?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, if this World Cup was in Spain or France or Germany or Australia, people would have been jumping on planes by now and saying, you know, the fever pitch behind the team right now, everyone is really excited after beating Colombia on penalties. You know, England are 2 matches away from playing in a World Cup final. People would be travelling, people would be getting moving. The problem is the vagaries of the ticketing system at FIFA and the Russian visa application process. You know, it takes weeks. So it's not a matter of a bunch of blokes or girls in a pub deciding, hey, let's go watch the match on Saturday. Yes, there are tickets available, but there's hardly anyone here. And, like, I've had some abuse on social media for saying on air, where are all the England fans? I seem to have met half of Colombia, half of Peru, the whole of Brazil. You know, I've met more Australians in the last week, and you guys got knocked out. You know, you guys are knocked out and gone. I've met more Aussies walking around with socceroo tops coming over for a chat than I have England fans. We waited half an hour after the match against Colombia trying to do vox pops with fans outside the stadium. And it was really frustrating. You'd see an England jersey coming along and you'd say to the cameraman, great, great, there's England fans. They're from Japan. Mm. They're from China. They just like the Premier League. They're Russians. They just like the Premier League. They've come along to support England. It was very, very difficult even trying to find fans to speak to after they'd won on penalties. So I do hope more people make the effort.
Yeah, well, I hope you can go and have a chat with the Fanatics. You can go and recruit the Aussies to go and support the English and we can have some sort of agreement there. And go and enjoy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.